Yeah, it has been 18 years. Thank you for the reminder. I believe state legislation was just really making waves when I came out. So I came out in around 2003. I think that was Calapa back then. It's been a while, so forgive me if I'm wrong there.
That, you got it, Lucas. That's right. Yeah.
So that was sort of, it was the nascent stages of the privacy world back then. Legal departments, I don't remember them building out specific privacy subject matter experts back then. Now it's essential. If you have the resources, you find a privacy expert within the team, either internally or you have an outside counsel budget. It's just top of mind, especially with the proliferation of state regulations, which I know we're going to talk about later. So it's always top of mind now, whereas back in 2003, I think people were just starting to begin to understand what privacy meant.
Yeah, and I think that's true, right? Beginning to understand what it is. I'm going to now go into the science moment that I promised and go into the states, right? The states, here we go, guys, of U.S. privacy law. So I've got some states of matter, right? Plasma, gas, liquid, and solid. I will not go over that. You guys can't see Lucas, but he's smirking at me right now. but what I am going to do is spend some time kind of talking about some parallels between those different states of matter and the different states of U.S. privacy law. So, I'll say plasma, right? The kind of, you know, it's there, but it kind of performs a function that really is related to one of the others. That's why people forget it. They talk about gas, liquid, solid, and forget plasma all the time. I'll call those the auxiliary privacy laws, which I'll go over in a second, that aren't necessarily broad, specific, or comprehensive, but they are part of something else. They make up something else. And then there's gas, which is everywhere. Right. I equate that to the broad state of privacy laws, ones that are, while not the comprehensive laws, maybe in the international context, they still are very broad. They don't have that one thing, and it's not industry specific. Moving down to liquid, right? We can at least, you know, move it and pour it. It's more specific. It's trying to get at one thing or one or 10 things, but specific things. And then lastly, solid, right? Like the meat or for Lucas, you know, something you'd run into. And not be able to get by, right? Because Lucas can get through the auxiliary, the broad, and the specific in different ways by making different behavior changes. But when you hit that solid rock of comprehensive, there's just not a lot that can be done about that. About, I mean, if it applies, it applies, and you have to deal with it like a solid rock. So I'm going to jump right into the auxiliary and kind of give examples of these. And Lucas, if you ever want to chime in, just let me know as I kind of take through these. So auxiliary, like I talked about, is that on the edge. I won't go through everything on this slide, but say, this is the example, wiretapping, right? Is that really a privacy law? Well, if it is, it really is. It's about consent, right? Whether or not you have consent, you got to think about the states of it. Somebody like Lucas is a general counsel. You can't forget this when you have a customer call center and whether or not you need to have that announcement at the beginning. Again, if talking about the states of U.S. privacy law, we wanted to highlight this and say, don't forget that there's these auxiliary privacy laws that exist. And when you're building your program, that this needs to be part of it. And then several states about, you know, direct marketing, so many of them are preempted, but some of them still apply to the extent they're broader. And then there's health information privacy laws, and then invasion of privacy. I love it. In Texas, we got intrusion upon seclusion, right? Public disclosure of private information. All those may not be thought of when we talk about U.S. privacy law today, because everybody's so focused on that solid comprehensive, but all of these laws are still in the books and all of them still apply. So Lucas, anything to add on the auxiliary piece before I move on to the next piece of the broadness?
No, it's just, I find this slide helpful in that it reminds me, even though it's in the back of my mind and we talk all the time and I have a privacy team, wiretap is still a thing. You still got to think about that with call centers. And educating your business is something that always comes with the territory, like making sure, no, we have to do this and here's why, and making sure you're able to explain this auxiliary. So I find these really helpful.
Yeah, right. And that's a good point too, Lucas, is, you know, if you don't tell people about this stuff, they don't know. If you just give them a script and you tell your call center, say this, if they don't really understand why it's important to say it, then they'll forget it. And they're like, oh, it's no big deal. It's just this thing, you know, the legal team wanted me to say, but not really understanding it. So it is important to kind of mention these auxiliary laws in the context of training.
Exactly right. Anytime I'm giving advice, I've learned this the hard way over the course of my career, you have to explain the why, or else people think it's a nice to have. So the why is always helpful.
Yeah, exactly. It's like your kids, right? You can try to tell them you just need to obey because you should obey, but at the end of the day, they want to know why. so then moving on to kind of the broad privacy laws, The category here really is a constitutional right to privacy is what came to mind for Lucas and I when it comes to what's that broad category, that GAST kind of everywhere type. And that is really used as the basis for state privacy laws. If you look at California, it's listed here, right? It's talking about inalienable rights to have privacy. I love that happiness is in here. That is a very California thing to me. that a right to happiness is in the Constitution. But also Illinois, who has, we'll talk about a little bit later, a very specific information, Biometric Information Privacy Act. They've got in the Constitution that invasions of privacy or interceptions of communications by eavesdropping devices or other means, kind of going that wiretapping piece, but in the Constitution,